AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. More than a month after the attempted assassination of former President Trump, there is still a lot the FBI says it doesn't know about gunman Thomas Crooks.
We have a clear idea of mindset, but we are not ready to make any conclusive statements regarding motive at this time.
And Kevin Rojek, the special agent in charge for the Bureau's Pittsburgh field office, says agents know this much. Crooks was obsessed with violence. Severe turbulence diverted a flight from Cancun to Chicago to Memphis. One person on board was hospitalized. The Supreme Court is keeping the SAVE program. President Biden's latest student loan relief program on hold as lawsuits make their way through the lower courts. California lawmakers passed a bill that would make undocumented immigrants eligible for state assistance in buying a home. Smoke from the wildfires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest draping over much of the country. This is ABC News. Authorities in Los Angeles say they've taken down a business catering to crime tourism.
When so-called crime tourists arrive in the U.S. to commit burglaries, they need a car and directions on where to go. State and federal prosecutors say the owner and workers at a car rental company that catered specifically to providing cars to crime tourists did just that. Ventura County DA Eric Nazarenko says that car rental company has been,
in essence, the Hertz rental car business for thieves.
He says a company would rent high-end cars that fit into the neighborhoods the groups are burglarizing. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
CrowdStrike estimates that last month's software upgrade led to a Microsoft meltdown, caused a $60 million drop in sales. In its quarterly report, the cybersecurity company predicts it can still close on those $60 million contracts by next January. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Listen. Feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Good evening and welcome to this special hour of Mad Unity. We'll be showcasing mixes and originals from the hosts of this show. This is all in anticipation for our one-year anniversary party happening at Ruby in Madison on Wednesday, September 18th, from 9 p.m. to midnight. We'll be broadcasting live from the venue, so come join us and celebrate. It's a free ticket. Go to madunity.com, give us your name and email, and you will be receiving your ticket the night before the event. We hope to see you all there. Come celebrate with us. And now, Frequency.
This is the first move of your path to a gateway. The gateway beyond which is discovery. Your own discovery of your own. Of truth. Of what you want.
We'll be right back.
unauthorized frequency inbound. I repeat, unauthorized frequency inbound. Text ready and prepare for impact. Unauthorized frequency inbound. Text ready and prepare for impact.
another. Anywhere we see them, we a bang pan another one. Bust up 4 or 5 Blanco and Remington. Any boy this Balato, them in a killing time. Bad man, you know we vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from out of England. Baseline drop a tell you who a
Hey everybody, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to the special hour of Mad Unity. That was Frequency. Next up, our new host, Mycelial Flow. She has joined us very recently, and we are very happy to have her. She has been making a splash in the Madison scene. This is her mix.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Alright, so we're almost at the end of the special hour of DJ Hosts. Be sure to go to madunity.com so you can grab your free tickets and celebrate with us our one-year anniversary on Wednesday, September 18th from 9 p.m. to midnight at Ruby in downtown Madison. And now, a very special song that I produced, wow, almost 25 years now. Written and recorded by yours truly in another incarnation when I was producing under the name of Sterile Aesthetic. This song is a little different. It's called Glee, and it was released under my Lush Recordings imprint. I find it fitting to play now as I start to reflect on all the wonderful episodes we've had with local DJs and producers here over the last year. It reminds me of a different time when I was just starting with my production and how much fun I had doing it and how much fun I'm having interacting with all of the local talent here. Here's to many more weeks and episodes with so many more of you, the talented local DJs and producers that we've met and that we have yet to meet. So without further ado, this is Glee. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Mad Unity. Be sure to get those free tickets on madunity.com. We are on WMDX 92.7 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. See you next week.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.